Appendix B, Command and Support Relationships. This appendix defines and describes joint command relationships and other authorities, followed by a discussion of Army command and support relationships. It concludes with a discussion of command and control considerations for multinational operations. Chain of command. Command is central to all military action, and unity of command is central to unity of effort. Inherent in command is the authority that a military commander lawfully exercises over subordinates, including the authority to assign missions and accountability for their successful completion. Although commanders may delegate authority to accomplish missions, they may not absolve themselves of the responsibility for the accomplishment of these missions. Authority is never absolute. The extent of authority is specified by the establishing authority, directives, and law. The President and Secretary of Defense exercise authority and control of the armed forces through two distinct branches of the chain of command, as described in JP1. One branch runs from the President, through the Secretary of Defense, to the combatant commanders for missions and forces assigned or attached to combatant commands. Within their commands, combatant commanders establish joint command relationships among forces. For purposes other than the operational direction of the combatant commanders, the chain of command runs from the President to the Secretary of Defense to the secretaries of the military departments and, as prescribed by the secretaries, to the commanders of military service forces. The military departments, organized separately, operate under the authority, direction, and control of the secretary of that military department. The secretaries of the military departments exercise administrative control, ADCON, over service forces through their respective service chiefs and service component commanders. Joint command relationships. Echelons above brigade headquarters are often part of joint commands, or they directly support them. As such, it is important that Army leaders understand joint command relationships and how these relationships impact operations. The four types of joint command relationships are combatant command, command authority, COCOM. Operational control, OPCON. Tactical control, TACON. Support. The specific command relationship, COCOM, OPCON, TACON, or support, defines the authority a commander has over assigned or attached forces. See JP1 for the full discussion of the authorities for each joint command relationship. Combatant command, command authority. Combatant command, command authority, is the non-transferable command authority, which cannot be delegated, of a combatant commander to perform those functions of command over assigned forces involving organizing and employing commands and forces, assigning tasks, designating objectives, and giving authoritative direction over all aspects of military operations, joint training, and logistics necessary to accomplish the mission to the command, JP1. COCOM is the command authority over assigned forces vested only in commanders of combatant commands, or as directed by the President or the Secretary of Defense, and it cannot be delegated or transferred. The combatant commander exercises COCOM of assigned forces and may delegate OPCON or TACON or establish support relationships of assigned and attached forces. COCOM includes directive authority for logistics, combatant commander authority to issue directives to subordinate commanders to ensure the effective execution of approved operation plans, optimize the use or reallocation of available resources, and prevent or eliminate redundant facilities and/or overlapping functions among the service component commands, JP1. Combatant commanders exercise directive authority for logistics and may delegate directive authority for a common support capability to a subordinate joint force commander, JFC, as required. While logistics support is primarily a service responsibility, Army forces provide logistics support to other services as directed by combatant commanders through directive authority for logistics and executive agent responsibilities designated by the Secretary of Defense. Operational control. Operational control is the authority to perform those functions of command over subordinate forces involving organizing and employing commands and forces, assigning tasks, designating objectives, and giving authoritative direction necessary to accomplish the mission, JP1. OPCON is a command authority inherent in COCOM that may be delegated to commanders at any echelon, at or below the level of combatant command. OPCON includes authoritative direction over all aspects of military operations and joint training necessary to accomplish missions assigned to the command. This authority should be exercised through the commanders of subordinate organizations, normally through subordinate JFCs and service and functional component commanders. OPCON provides full authority to organize commands and forces and to employ those forces as the commander exercising OPCON considers necessary to accomplish assigned missions. Commanders of subordinate commands will be given OPCON of assigned forces and OPCON or TACON of attached forces by the superior commander. Tactical control. Tactical control is the authority over forces that is limited to the detailed direction and control of movements or maneuvers within the operational area necessary to accomplish missions or tasks assigned, JP1. TACON is a command authority inherent in OPCON and may be delegated to and exercised by commanders at any echelon at or below the level of combatant command. TACON provides sufficient authority for controlling and directing the application of force or tactical use of support assets within the assigned mission or task. Note, TACON does not provide organizational authority or authoritative direction for administrative and logistic support. The commander of the parent unit continues to exercise these authorities, unless otherwise specified in the establishing directive. Support. Support is the action of a force that aids, protects, complements, or sustains another force in accordance with a directive requiring such action, JP1. Support is a command authority in joint doctrine. A supported and supporting relationship is established by a superior commander between subordinate commanders when one organization should aid, protect, complement, or sustain another force. Designating support relationships conveys priorities to commanders and staffs planning or executing joint operations. Note: designating a support relationship does not provide authority to organize and employ commands and forces, nor does it include authoritative direction for administrative and logistic support. The Secretary of Defense assigns support relationships between the combatant commanders for the planning and execution of joint operations. Joint force commanders also establish support relationships among functional and service component commanders, such as for the coordination of operations in depth involving the Joint Force Land Component Commander and the Joint Force Air Component Commander. Within a joint force, the JFC may simultaneously designate more than one supported commander, and components may simultaneously receive and provide support for different missions, functions, or operations. Note: a joint support relationship is not used when an Army commander task organizes Army forces in a supporting role. When task organized to support another Army force, Army forces use one of four Army support relationships. Joint assignment and attachment. All forces under the jurisdiction of the secretaries of the military departments, except those forces necessary to carry out the functions of the military departments as noted in Title 10, United States Code, Section 162, are assigned to combatant commanders, or Commander, United States Element, North American Aerospace Defense Command, or designated as service retained in the Global Force Management Implementation Guidance, GFMIG. A force assigned or attached to a combatant commander, or service retained by a service secretary, may be transferred from that command to another combatant command only when directed by Secretary of Defense and under procedures prescribed by Secretary of Defense and approved by the President. The Secretary of Defense specifies the command relationship the gaining commander will exercise and the losing commander will relinquish. Establishing authorities for subordinate unified commands and joint task forces may direct the assignment or attachment of their forces to those subordinate commands and delegate the command relationship as appropriate. Note: assigned and attached are not command relationships in joint doctrine. They are terms used to describe the relative permanency of the transfer of forces among commands. When forces are assigned, the authority is COCOM, in which OPCON and TACON are inherent, as executed by the combatant commander. When attached, the specific command relationship, opcon or tacon, is specified. Forces, not command relationships, are transferred between commands. When forces are transferred, the command relationship the gaining commander will exercise and the losing commander will relinquish over those forces must be specified. When transfer of forces to a joint force will be permanent or for an unknown but long period of time, the forces should be reassigned. Combatant commanders will exercise COCOM, and subordinate JFCs will exercise OPCON over reassigned forces. When transfer of forces to a joint force will be temporary, the forces will be attached to the gaining command and JFC, normally through the service component commander, who will exercise OPCON over the attached forces. Establishing authorities for subordinate unified commands and joint task forces direct the assignment or attachment of their forces to those subordinate commands as appropriate. When the JFC establishes a command relationship of an Army force, the Army Service Component Command clearly specifies ADCON responsibilities for all affected Army commanders. Other authorities. Some authorities exist outside joint command relationships. These authorities include ADCON, Coordinating Authority, Direct Liaison Authorized. These authorities are discussed in the following paragraphs. Administrative control. Administrative control is direction or exercise of authority over subordinate or other organizations in respect to administration and support, JP1. This administration and support includes organization of service forces, control of resources and equipment, personnel management, unit logistics, individual and unit training, readiness, mobilization, demobilization, discipline, and other matters not included in the operational missions of the subordinate or other organizations. Note, ADCON is a service authority, not a joint authority. ADCON is exercised under the authority of and is delegated by the Secretary of the Army. ADCON is synonymous with the Army's Title X authorities and responsibilities. See DODD 5100.01 for more information on ADCON. ADCON does not necessarily follow the operational chain of command at echelons above brigade. Unless modified by the Secretary of the Army, administrative responsibilities normally flow from Department of the Army through the Army Service Component Command to those Army forces assigned or attached to that combatant command. As the Army Service Component Command, the Theater Army delegates ADCON as required to Army forces assigned or attached by the combatant commander to a joint or joint and multinational task force. The R4 Commander and Associated Headquarters exercises ADCON of Army forces within that joint task force specified by the Theater Army Commander. Coordinating Authority. The coordinating authority is the commander or individual who has the authority to require consultation between the specific functions or activities involving forces of two or more services, joint force components, or forces of the same service or agencies, but does not have the authority to compel agreement, JP1. Commanders or individuals may exercise coordinating authority at any echelon, at or below the level of combatant command. The common task to be coordinated will be specified in the establishing directive without disturbing the normal organizational relationships in other matters. Note, coordinating authority is a consultation relationship, not an authority through which command may be exercised. Coordinating authority is more applicable to planning and similar activities than to operations. Direct Liaison Authorized. Direct liaison authorized is that authority granted by a commander, any level, to a subordinate to directly consult or coordinate an action with a command or agency within or outside of the granting command, JP1. Direct liaison authorized is more applicable to planning than operations, and it always carries with it the requirement of keeping the commander granting direct liaison authorized informed. Note. Direct liaison authorized is a coordination relationship, not an authority through which command may be exercised. Army command and support relationships. Army command and support relationships are similar but not identical to joint command relationships. Differences stem from the way Army forces task organize internally and the need for a system of support relationships between Army forces. Another important difference is the requirement for Army commanders to provide ADCON and support to subordinate Army forces. These differences allow for flexible allocation of Army capabilities within various Army echelons. Army command relationships. Army command relationships define superior and subordinate relationships between unit commanders. By specifying a chain of command, command relationships unify effort and enable commanders to use subordinate forces with maximum flexibility. Army command relationships identify the degree of control of the gaining Army commander. The type of command relationship often relates to the expected longevity of the relationship between the headquarters involved, and it quickly identifies the degree of administration and support that the gaining and losing Army commanders provide. Army command relationships include organic, assigned, attached, opcon, tacon. Organic. Organic forces are those assigned to and forming an essential part of a military organization as listed in its Table of Organization for the Army, Air Force, and Marine Corps, and are assigned to the operating forces for the Navy, JP1. For example, combined arms battalions, field artillery battalions, cavalry squadrons, brigade engineer battalions, brigade support battalions, and headquarters companies are all organic units of armored brigade combat teams. The Army establishes organic units through organizational documents such as tables of organization. Note: Army commanders exercise opcon and adcon of organic forces. Assigned. Assign is to place units or personnel in an organization where such placement is relatively permanent, and or where such organization controls and administers the units or personnel for the primary function, or greater portion of the functions, of the unit or personnel, JP3O. For example, brigade combat teams, division artillery, and a sustainment brigade are assigned to a division. Army-assigned units remain subordinate to the higher echelon headquarters for extended periods, typically years. Assignment is based on the needs of the Army, and it is formalized by orders rather than organizational documents. Although force tailoring or task organizing may temporarily detach units, they eventually return to either their assigned headquarters or their organic headquarters. Note: Army commanders exercise opcon and adcon of assigned forces. Attached. Attach is the placement of units or personnel in an organization where such placement is relatively temporary, JP3O. For Army forces, a unit that is attached is temporarily moved to another unit and includes opcon authorities and all adcon responsibilities unless otherwise directed in an order. Army support relationships. Army support relationships are not a command authority, and they are more specific than the joint support relationships. Army commanders establish support relationships when subordination of one unit to another is inappropriate. They assign a support relationship when the support is more effective if a commander with the requisite technical and tactical expertise controls the supporting unit, rather than the supported commander. The echelon of the supporting unit is the same as or higher than that of the supported unit. For example, the supporting unit may be a brigade, and the supported unit may be a battalion. It would be inappropriate for the brigade to be subordinated to the battalion, hence the use of an Army support relationship. The supporting unit supports several units simultaneously. The requirement to set support priorities to allocate resources to supported units exists. Establishing support relationships is one aspect of command and control. Army support relationships allow supporting commanders to employ their unit's capabilities to achieve results required by supported commanders. Support relationships are graduated from an exclusive supported and supporting relationship between two units, as in direct support, to a broad level of support extended to all units under the control of the higher headquarters, as in general support. Support relationships do not alter ADCON. Commanders specify and change support relationships through task organizing. The Army support relationships include direct support, general support reinforcing, reinforcing. Direct support is a support relationship requiring a force to support another specific force and authorizing it to answer directly to the supported force's request for assistance. A unit assigned a direct support relationship retains its command relationship with its parent unit, but it is positioned by and has priorities of support established by the supported unit. Joint doctrine considers direct support a mission rather than a support relationship. A field artillery unit in direct support of a maneuver unit is concerned primarily with the fire support needs of only that unit. The fires cell of the supported maneuver unit plans and coordinates fires to support the maneuver commander's intent. The commander of a unit in direct support recommends position areas and coordinates for movement clearances where that unit can best support the maneuver commander's concept of operations. General support is that support which is given to the supported force as a whole and not to any particular subdivision of it. A unit assigned a general support relationship retains its command relationship with its parent unit. Units assigned a general support relationship are positioned and have priorities established by their parent unit. Reinforcing is a support relationship requiring a force to support another supporting unit. Only like units, for example, artillery to artillery, can be given a reinforcing mission. A unit assigned a reinforcing support relationship retains its command relationship with its parent unit, but it is positioned by the reinforced unit. A unit that is reinforcing has priorities of support established by the reinforced unit, then the parent unit. For example, when a direct support field artillery battalion requires more fires to meet maneuver force requirements, another field artillery battalion may be directed to reinforce the direct support battalion. General support reinforcing is a support relationship assigned to a unit to support the force as a whole and to reinforce another similar type unit. A unit assigned a general support reinforcing relationship retains its command relationship with its parent unit. A unit assigned a general support reinforcing support relationship is positioned and has priorities established by its parent unit, and secondly by the reinforced unit. For example, an artillery unit that has a general support reinforcing mission supports the force as a whole and provides reinforcing fires for other artillery units. Note: commanders and planners must understand the established command relationship or determine the appropriate support relationship necessary to support an operation. A unit that has an established command relationship already has the appropriate support relationship defined, and therefore planners would task a subordinate unit to provide support requirements instead of recreating a redundant support relationship that already exists. Multinational command and support considerations. Army forces routinely serve in multinational operations, and echelons above brigade headquarters may form the core of a multinational headquarters. As such, it is important that Army commanders and staffs understand multinational command structures and authorities. Multinational operations is a collective term to describe military actions conducted by forces of two or more nations, usually undertaken within the structure of the coalition or alliance, JP3-16. An alliance is the relationship that results from a formal agreement between two or more nations for broad, long-term objectives that further the common interests of the members. Alliances have standing headquarters, organizations, and standardized agreements for the conduct of operations. Examples include the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and the Combined Forces Command, Korea. A coalition is an ad arrangement between two or more nations for a common action, and a coalition is formed for a limited purpose and time. Coalitions are formed by different nations with specific objectives, usually for a single occasion or for longer cooperation in a narrow sector of common interest. Operations conducted with units from two or more coalition members are referred to as coalition operations. Multinational command structure. All multinational operations have two chains of command, regardless of structure or authority. The first is a national chain of command extending back to national capitals. The second is the multinational chain of command constructed by the United Nations, alliance, or coalition. As unity of command is all but impossible given parallel national chains of command, multinational commanders strive for unity of effort. In doing so, multinational commanders develop a high level of mutual trust and comfort with other national contingents. Alliances, United Nations forces, and coalitions create command structures that meet the needs, diplomatic realities, constraints, and objectives of the participating nations. No single command structure fits the needs of all alliances, United Nations forces, and coalitions. However, the basic structures for multinational operations fall into one of three types: integrated, lead nation, parallel, combination. Regardless of how the multinational force is organized operationally, each nation furnishing forces normally establishes a national component, often called a national command element, to ensure effective administration of its forces. The national component provides a means to administer and support the national forces, coordinate communication to the parent nation, tender national military views and recommendations directly to the multinational force command, facilitate the assignment and reassignment of national forces to subordinate operational multinational organizations, and maintain personnel accountability. In an administrative role, these national components are similar to a service component command at the Unified Combatant Command level in a United States joint organization. The logistics support element of this component is referred to as the national support element. Integrated command structure. Integrated commands have representative members from the member nations in the command headquarters. Multinational commands organized under an integrated command help ensure the capabilities of member nations are represented and employed properly. A good example of this command structure is found in the North American Aerospace Defense Command, where the commander is American, the deputy commander is Canadian, and each of the regional commands has a commander and deputy commander from a different nation. In addition, the North American Aerospace Defense Command staff is binational. Lead Nation Command Structure. A lead nation command structure exists when all member nations place their forces under the control of one nation. The lead nation command can be distinguished by a dominant lead nation command and staff arrangement, with subordinate elements retaining strict national integrity. Parallel command structures. Under a parallel command structure, no single force commander is designated. The multinational force leaders must develop a means for coordination among the participants to attain unity of effort. This can be accomplished through the use of coordination centers. Nonetheless, because of the absence of a single multinational force command, the use of a parallel command structure should be avoided if possible. Combination command structure. The lead nation concept and a parallel command structure exist simultaneously in a coalition. This occurs when two or more nations are the controlling elements for a mix of international forces. This structure is more desirable than the parallel command structure, but an effort to achieve a total lead nation concept for unity of command is preferred. Command authority. The Army and Joint Force have doctrinal definitions for command and support relationships. However, these definitions and authorities apply to United States forces only. In multinational operations, each nation determines the authority it will delegate to multinational commanders for the employment of their forces. The nations involved also establish national caveats. Command authority for a multinational forces command is normally negotiated between the participating nations, and it can vary from nation to nation. Command authority will be specified in the implementing agreements and may include aspects of OPCON, TACON, support relationships, and coordinating authority. A clear and common understanding of what authorities are specified in the implementing agreement is essential to operations. This is particularly important when similar terms have different meanings to the various participants. For example, both the United States and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization use the term operational control and the acronym OPCON, but the authorities of United States OPCON are more encompassing than the authorities of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization's OPCON. See AJP 3-2.2 for North Atlantic Treaty Organization command and support relationships. In many cases, coordinating authority may be the only acceptable means of accomplishing a multinational mission. Coordinating authority is a consultation relationship between commanders, not an authority by which command and control may be exercised. Normally, it is more applicable to planning than to operations. Use of coordinating authority requires agreement among participants, as the commander exercising coordinating authority does not have the authority to resolve disputes. See FM 3-16 for further details on multinational operations. North Atlantic Treaty Organization command relationships and authorities. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, is an example of a multinational organization with agreed-upon structure and authorities. When planning and conducting operations as part of NATO, it is particularly important for leaders to understand the command relationships and the specified authorities, whether they are attached to a NATO command or receiving NATO capabilities. It is also important to understand that NATO terms and acronyms are similar to United States acronyms at times, but they often describe different authorities than joint and army terms. Having a common understanding of the degrees of authority and command relationships is necessary for effective cooperation under NATO military command structures. For NATO, there are 5 command relationships: full command, fulcom, operational command, opcom, opcon, tactical command, TACOM, TACON. The specific command relationships, fulcom, opcom, opcon, TACOM, and TACON, define the authority a NATO commander has over forces. See AJP-3 for additional discussion of the authorities for each command relationship. Full command. Fulcom is the military authority and responsibility of a commander to issue orders to subordinates. It covers every aspect of military operations and administration and exists only within national services. The term command, as used internationally, implies a lesser degree of authority than when it is used in the national sense. NATO or coalition commanders do not have fulcom over the forces assigned to them, since, in assigning forces to NATO, nations delegate only opcom or opcon. Operational command. Opcom in NATO is the authority granted to a commander to assign missions or tasks to subordinate commanders, to deploy units, to reassign forces, and to retain or delegate opcon and TACON as the commander deems necessary. It does not necessarily include responsibility for administration or logistics. Operational control. Opcon in NATO is the authority delegated to a commander to direct assigned forces so that that commander may accomplish specific missions or tasks, which are usually limited by function, time, or location, and to deploy assigned units, and to retain or assign tactical control of those units. It does not include authority to assign separate employment of components of the units concerned. Neither does it, of itself, include administrative or logistic control. For forces allocated under OPCON, the gaining commander may not break up the organizational integrity of the force for separate employment. Under OPCON, forces assigned may only be employed within certain constraints, such as function, time, or location imposed by the higher echelon authority. Tactical command. TACOM in NATO is the authority delegated to a commander to assign tasks to forces under that command for the accomplishment of the mission assigned by higher authority. Under TACOM, the gaining commander may only allocate to the assigned force a specific task consistent for the accomplishment of the mission and purpose assigned by the higher commander. This means within the parameters of the current mission given by the higher authority. TACOM is used where the superior commander recognizes the need for additional resources for a task, but requires the resources intact for a later role. Under TACOM, the assigned force is allocated for specific tasks, and it is normally allocated for a limited period of time. This prevents the gaining commander from employing the assigned force in a role or manner not intended by the higher commander. When the task is complete or the specific time frame expires, the TACOM relationship with the gaining force ends. TACOM is usually applied to specific situations and to elements that have unique capabilities. Tactical control. TACON in NATO is the detailed and usually local direction and control of movements or maneuvers necessary to accomplish missions or assigned tasks. TACON is generally used to indicate those units that will be located in another unit or formation's assigned geographic boundaries, where the gaining unit becomes responsible for coordination aspects within the Shared Area of Operations, AO. The gaining commander has authority to coordinate local defense, such as force protection and terrain allocation. Other authorities. Some authorities exist outside NATO command relationships. These authorities include administrative control, coordinating authority. Administrative control. ADCON in NATO is the direction or exercise of authority over subordinate or other organizations in respect to administrative matters. These matters include personnel management, supply, services, and other matters not included in the operational mission of the subordinate or other organizations. Coordinating authority. Coordinating authority in NATO is the authority granted to a commander or other individual with assigned responsibility to coordinate specific functions or activities of two or more forces, commands, services, or organizations. The commander or individual has the authority to require consultation between the organizations involved or their representatives, but that individual does not have the authority to compel agreement. In case of disagreement between the organizations involved, the commander or individual should attempt to obtain essential agreement by discussion. In the event the individual and the organizations involved are unable to obtain essential agreement, they shall refer the matter to the appropriate authority.